More of our interview now with Colon Cancer Alliance CEO Andy Spiegel on our Three Eagles communication stations as he talks about what to expect with colon cancer and how to prevent it.
Now, let's talk a little bit about people that have to deal with the disease itself. I mean, that's something that I personally have had to deal with. My wife has colon cancer. She's actually battling through it again now. So talk a little bit about what people kind of have to deal with and have to expect when it comes to dealing with colon cancer. It's kind of a little bit different than the other cancers and it kind of sneaks up on you sometimes, it seems like.
Well, you know, the number one symptom of colon cancer is no symptom at all. And that's what's so scary about this disease, is you could be a healthy 30-some-year-old walking around, going to the gym. You could be a vegetarian, a marathon runner. We've got them all at the Colon Cancer Alliance. So none of these folks knew they had anything until it was too late. By the time you have symptoms, this disease has progressed to the point where it's very difficult to treat in the later stages of the disease. And that's why for this disease, screening is so important. Because unlike any other major cancer, you can actually prevent this disease through screening. So think about it this way, Tony. When a lady goes for her mammogram, she's trying to detect whether she has cancer or not, with the hope of catching it in the earliest possible stages when treatments are most effective. When a guy goes to have his prostate exam, they're, again, trying to detect prostate cancer, and they hope to catch it at the early stages. But when somebody goes for a colonoscopy, they can not only detect cancer in the colon, but they have a unique opportunity to prevent the cancer by getting to these precancerous polyps that grow in the colon. And almost all the time, colon cancer develops from these polyps. So you have a 10 to 15-year window of opportunity. From the time that polyp starts to grow until it turns into a cancer, to remove that polyp. You get a colonoscopy. There's a little snare at the end of the colonoscopy tube, and they take that polyp out. Boom, you've avoided cancer. So that's why for this disease, you have a unique opportunity to avoid the second leading cause of cancer death in America.
We'll have more from Colon Cancer Alliance CEO Andy Spiegel with part 4 of our interview right here on MyCentralNebraska.com.